This is an homage to the radio that I grew up in. Exactly. I grew up in the suburbs, and I had a of New York, and it was great. You know, I was you know, Amy was telling me how she came to New York when she was 17 and played at the Knitting Factory. Wow. With Emily Salieres, and they she's like, that was my introduction to New York. And I thought my introduction was being a suburbanite. So it was my parents, they got tickets for a Broadway show, and they brought us in the station wagon, and they took us to Benihana, and they looked at each other like, we are such good parents, this is so exotic. And then and I remember when I was 12, I was my mom let me wear pantyhose, but you know, it's the 70s, so I was in the way back of the car on the way back, and she gave me her coat to sort of lie on. And so I thought, wow, Benihana, Broadway show, Lights of New York, pantyhose, putting my foot on my mom's lining as I look at the skyline. It just doesn't get any better. That's like so opposite of the Knitting Factory experience that Amy had. She loved hers, I loved mine, but then when I became a sort of a later teenager, there was this kind of sense that New York was the real world, and that's what our teachers would tell us. They're like, oh, there's a real world out there, and we would say, tell us about the real world, and they say, no, except you'll never make it. And so we which was very strangely healthy, because then we were very curious about how to make it in the real world, and I found this radio station that talked about all the conspiracies of the United States government to look out for, like the germ warfare that the CIA was testing in the subway systems of New York City, and so and also look out for the American Dental Association. It wasn't just government agencies, and they would say things like, don't question the answers, question the questions, man. And then they would sneeze into the microphone, and they'd be like, I'm a volunteer, I don't know how to press the sneeze button, get out of my face. And they would yell at the listeners, you know, who would call in. They'd be like, how could you not know about beta carotene, you're a moron, click. That's the real world. And then later on, I became a musician, and all of my career is sort of to the left of the 92 on the dial, and all of those personalities and people who have put me on their shows, and after which, you know, they interview me, and then they do everyone's horoscope. I mean, it's just so colorful and so filled with, you know, people who question all sorts of things, and I love it so. And I also love teenagers. This is really for the teenagers and those minds. Here we go. Perhaps I am a miscreation. No one knows the truth. There is no future here. And you're the DJ, speaks to my insomnia and laughs at all I have to fear. Laughs at all I have to fear. You always play the madman poets, final vision, grungy fans. You never know who's still awake. You never know who understands. And are you out there? Can you hear this? Jimmy Olsen, Johnny Memphis. I was out here listening all the time. And though the static walls around me, you were out there and you found me. I was out here listening all the time. Last night we drank in parking lots. And why do we drink? I guess we do it cuz. And when I turned the station on, you sounded more familiar than that party was. You were more familiar than that party. It's the first time I stayed up all night. It's getting light, I hear the birds. I'm driving home on empty streets. I think I put my shirt on backwards. Are you out there? Can you hear this? Jimmy Olsen, Johnny Memphis. I was out here listening all the time. And though the static walls around me, you were out there and you found me. I was out here listening all the time. And what's the future? Who will choose it? Politics of love and music. Underdogs who turn the tables. Indie versus major labels. There's so much to see. Like our parents do more drugs than we do. Oh, 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 oh. Corporate parents Berlin. They preach that I should save the world. They pray that I won't do a better job of it. Pray that I won't do a better job. So tonight I turned the station on, just so I'd be understood. Instead another voice that I was just too late and just no good.